goes into maybe you're being gaslighted but don't know about it. So you have a sense that something's wrong but aren't able to identify what it is. I mean, that's kind of like the whole relationship.
And I
like,
think
it's just unusual, and you can't put your finger on why you fight so much with this person, because in every other relationship you haven't before.
Right. I think that's a great point.
And you're like, you're just so confused all the time.
And it goes back to also, like, you're not yourself. You know, yeah, like you're not feeling yourself. You're confused. You're like, what is going on? Every other relationship I've had, yeah, it didn't work out, but like, we broke up for this reason. That was why. We weren't fighting every single day and then making up and going these high highs and low lows. It's just like, you know that something is off, but you have this weird attachment to him where you're...
That's what it is.
Yes. Like, making up excuses as to why he's acting like that, or he just loves me so, so much that like the thought of me brushing against somebody at the grocery store just sets him off because he loves me so much. Or, you know, like, you're making excuses for him because...
That kind of goes into another point too.
Right. It just all goes together with everything. Saying sorry, making excuses, and happens again.
So yeah, for excuses for me, he was in between places for a minute, and it didn't really make sense to me at the time. I was trying to connect dots on that one, but I think I just didn't care anymore. And so I'm thinking, you know what? I don't want to talk about this. I definitely don't want to fight about it. So I'm just going to accept this world that I now live in, and you are in between places and nothing is stable.
Well, and did you think that, hey, maybe if I question him about this, it's going to cause a fight, or he's going to get mad at me, or I'm not going to get the answer and I'm just going to get yelled at.
Yeah. He's going to go in circles, and then there's no point because I'm never going to get the answer that is actually real. Mm-hmm. So he was doing laundry at my house, and literally this was when I was in therapy and I was talking to my therapist about this, and I was actually trying to be sensitive because things weren't going right in his job. Things weren't going right for his shelter. And I was doing fine in all aspects of my life except for my personal relationship with him. And so I was kind of like alpha, alpha, alpha. And then would get my head bitten off with him. And so I was like, no, I still want to be alpha because I'm awesome. And then I was like, I took a step back and I was like, wait, Chelsea, maybe it's okay to not be alpha when he hasn't been alpha all day. And so that's when I kind of like let him just do his thing. That's probably another reason why I didn't question things. But I gave him like permission and everything to do laundry at the house. And I asked my therapist if I should, like, what do I tell my roommates?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell them he's in between houses because then he's going to find out I said that and then scold me for it. But like, how do I justify him doing laundry at my house? Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
I have a question about this. Do you also think that, or was there any part of you that was like, I don't want to tell the girls that like he's in between houses, because it's almost like not embarrassing, but like you didn't want him to feel like you were sharing his like private information with anybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're, again, protecting him.
But at the same time, protecting him. At the same time, anybody, like the guy that I'm with now, he would be like, oh yeah, like I'm waiting for this to happen and waiting for this to happen. I'm so sorry I'm here. Here's $20 of Starbucks. Like, I'm gonna, like, it would be an open conversation amongst everybody in the household. It wouldn't be something like, shh, shh, shh. It wouldn't be anything of secret. And so wouldn't have mattered.
Exactly. And that's what else is just so mind-blowing, is that conversations with him were so much different than conversations with a normal person that you wouldn't even think to look at like the differences. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, and I don't have this knowledge of this new guy like 3 months ago either. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I was comparing it to, I mean, I had been single for years before I met Jack. So it was more, I was taken advantage of like massively as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. And I just had to bring that up about like protecting him, because it really was a sense of like, well, yeah, I don't want to start a fight. But then it's also, again, if he found out that you said that to the girls, mm-hmm. your roommates, like mm-hmm. he would have instantly got mad. He would have been embarrassed. He would have been like, how dare you tell?
Which goes hand in hand with like his lack of self-esteem in general. And now he's even more put down. And now...
So whatever happened.
This disorder is just like...
It's crazy.
Is a huge explosion of like explanation mixed with wow, mixed with at least like there's a reason for what I was going through. Like there's an answer for it. It makes sense, but also like, this is bonkers. Mm-hmm. Because how these people think is unlike anything.
Yeah. Wait, so what happened with the laundry stuff?
So I brought up to him and I said, I feel as if, because my therapist gave me the go ahead to tell him how I felt yeah. about this. And like, that was obviously the wrong move because that didn't go well. Another thing about being a narcissist is, of course, they lack empathy. Mm-hmm. They can fake it, but they lack it. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to your feelings, they don't give a shit. They don't give a flying fuck. And when I brought up how I felt about him doing laundry at my place, spending more nights at my place than I would like, because Chelsea needs her alone time, especially when she has to deal with you for the next 4 days. Right. So I did bring it up to him. I said, I feel as if we're living together and we just started dating. And he was like, well, what do you expect to happen like with marriage? Like, what do you think married people do? And I said, I feel like that's not applicable to what I'm talking about.
At all.
Because we're not married. We've yeah. been dating for maybe 6 weeks at this point. Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, our trip was coming up. Like, his birthday trip was coming up. And I was like, we just need to get to the birthday trip and blah, 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 and everything will be fine after that. And it was, yeah, obviously it didn't. But yeah, that's what his response was. He didn't care about how I felt about it. He didn't even consider that. He tried to normalize what he was doing because, of course, we're going to get married. Like, why are you not already thinking about this? We're perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm. Once again, never answered your question whatsoever, no, or skipped over it, skipped over everything and said, well, when we get married,
like, what do you expect? What do you expect? Yeah. Are you going to be like this when we're married? Are you going to have like a she shed in the back? Mm-hmm. And it's like, honestly, I would just like set up shop back in the she shed and then never talk to you ever again. That'd be great. Sign me up for that.
I have a different lock on my she shed.
I'm actually going to pick up my she shed and move it to a different
across line. The country. Yeah. Goodbye.
Becoming a nomad. See you later. Yeah, that was his response. He did not care at all. And he made me feel bad for even bringing it up in the first place. And then he normalized it. Like, of course, like, we're supposed to spend this many nights together.
And it was because he had no place to go. Or whatever he was doing.
Know.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's no answer. Still don't know. To this day, we still don't know what was going on.
And also, are we forgetting the fact that Chelsea has two roommates? Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I never asked you to move in. I never said, please spend Monday through Sunday with me. I need you here. No. And also, like, there's two other people here. Right. Pay rent or something.
But he doesn't care. He never showed any type of, like you said,
lack of empathy.
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't even considering other people's emotions, mm-hmm. even though, like, he's the most grandiose, altruistic martyr out there.
Which takes us to our next
yes.
topic. I mean, the grandiose gestures. Their actions. I mean,
yeah, it plays a part in like their cover, mm-hmm. if you will. Like, mm-hmm. they might be gaslighting you at night, but then they're going to go off and make the world a better place in the morning.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.